Okay, good afternoon, class. Okay. Now my lecture will be on deity. Lobha, deity. Okay? Lobha, deity, mana. Yeah, these three. So you know about the natures of lobha, the natures of lobha. Now, we should study about the natures of deity. This deity sometimes mentioned Mithya deity. If the deity is mentioned without the prefix Mithya, in most places it's referring to Mithya deities, without the Samma. Deities can be classified into two, Samma deity, Mithya deities, okay? But if you use only deity, mostly mention Mithya deities. Therefore here, Lobha, deity, mana, this deity is not a Samma deity. Samma deity is only the knowledge, only knowledge, right understanding, that is Panya, okay? Mithya deities, this is a deity. This deity is around you. But using these terms, the same terms of deity, literally deity means seeing, viewing, like that, view, see, seeing or view. Some people, some scholars translated Samma deities, right views, okay? Deity means a view. The same root, these two, Mithya deity, Samma deity. These are the functions of I. Deity means the functions of I. Because of Disa, root, means to see. Okay? Seeing means, most people say, seeing is believing. That is, seeing means with the I. Okay? Seeing sometimes with the knowledge also. Seeing with the knowledge, seeing with around you. So here, deity means Mithya deity. Lady Sarah, Mithya deity means, according to translation, Mithya deity is around you. So what is around you? Lady Sarah explained Mithya deity, classifying Jnana Dasana and Mithya Dasana, two views. There are two views to explain Mithya deities. Two views, there are two views. Number one is Jnana Dasana. Dasana deity are the same. Synonymous terms, dasana, dasana, deity are the same. Jnana, dasana is used, dasana. In India, is philosophies are used, they mention this term, dasana, dasana. Okay? Is it that? In Sri Lanka, also dasana, drasana. Drasana, this, even today, they use this term, drasana. In India and Sri Lanka, Drasana. Dasana, Dasana. Only pronunciation is different. That is a Pali, and in Sanskrit is Drasana. Drasana. That's a philosophy. But here, Jnana Dasana, Mithya Dasana. Jnana Dasana means seeing with the knowledge. That is the meaning. Mithya Dasana means seeing roundly. Jnana Dasana. Jnana means this, the things with which one sees. Mithya means not like Jnana Dasana. Mithya means here used as an adverb. Mithya means adverb. Okay? Jnana means, Jnana mentioned instrumental case. Therefore, seeing with the knowledge. But Mithya Dasana means seeing roundly. So there are two dasanas, two views. So Lady Sarah explained what is jnana dasana? To compare whether these two views, dhammanam yathava sabhavesu jnana dasana, dhammanam, okay, dhammanam yathava sabhavesu, this is number one, jnana dasana. Dhammanam ayathava sabhavesu mecha dasana. Clarifying the two views. Dhammanam, this object is the same, dhamma, dealing with it the same. The view is different. Jnana dasana or knowledge arises as seeing the true natures of dhamma. Yathava sabhava. Yathava means true. Yathava means true. Sabhava means own nature, or nature, true nature. Dhammana yathava sabhavesu jnana dasana. So, the view of knowledge, or jnana dasana means just knowledge. Knowledge arises seeing the true natures of Dhamma. The true natures of Dhamma. Mecha dasana. What is mecha dasana? Dhammanam, here is three diacritic marks. Ayatawa. Yatawa, ayatawa. With a negative. Dhammanam, ayatawa. Sabhavesu mechatasana. So wrong view arises seeing the untrue natures of Dhamma. The untrue natures of Dhamma. Wrong view arises seeing the untrue natures of Dhamma. Okay? So it is knowledge sees Dhamma according to their own nature. But round view sees the natures of Dhamma roundly. That is the meaning. Okay? So therefore it is called Mechadeti. Let us clarify to know the meanings of Mechadeti. So Mechadeti, what is the characteristic of Mechadeti? Visuddhimagga, the path of purification, explain. It is a characteristic is unwise interpreting. It is a characteristic is unwise interpreting. Nyanamoli is a translation. Ayoniso, he translated unwise. Okay, unwise. This improper. We translated before improper. Ayoniso means improper. Okay, improper, yoniso means proper. Yeah, nyanamoli, venerable nyanamoli is translated, ayoniso means unwise, or unjustified, according to him, unjustified. Ayoniso abhinivesa lakana, Mechadeti's characteristic is unwise interpreting. That is the meaning. It interpret incorrectly, incorrect ways, roundly. That is the meaning. So deity, when deity approached, when deity views conditioned things, mind matter for example, conditioned things, how to approach, how to view? And the Lord Buddha's mission and aspect of Mechadeti's views. You see, Esau me Adamasvi. So round you, it sees mind and matter as permanent entity. Okay? As permanent entity, Atta. This time is even today in Hindu darshanas use Atman. Atman. English translation soul or self. okay, soul or self, but it is correct or not. So it's many meanings, sometimes confusable and think. Is it that? So it's many meanings. But here, it's only atta. Here, atta is referring to permanent entity. Permanent entity. That is referring to I. Okay? In common language, we refer to I. Or she or he is referring to permanent entity. There is also atta. Some people believe human beings after death, there is a spirit. Spirits remain. Is it that? There is a spirit. Therefore, when I visited in Japan, at that time, we meet one of the Japanese monks who chant, who's chanting for the late people. For what purpose do you chant towards the late people? He explained there's a permanent entity, spirit, that the person's spirits remain. This spirit is searching for his better life. And then he needs a chance, chanting. Through the chanting, this spirit can get better life. So we ask him, how many spirits have better lives? Depending on you as a chanting. So he said, I don't know. This is according to tradition, we chant. So, for their purpose, they chant. This is also atta, a type of atta. Atta is so many, you see. And there's so many atta series. When the atta assumed atta exists, it assumed atta exists. Some views atta is permanent. Some views atta is impermanent. Eternal. Or annihilation. Therefore, there are two views divided into two views, sasata deity, uccera deity. Sasata deity means eternalism. Some hold eternalism dealing with the atta. Some hold annihilationism dealing with the atta. Referring to atta, there are different views they hold. Okay? Some people, some religious believers mentioned atta as a jiva also. Jiva. Therefore, to understand this is so difficult because of under the word atta, there are different views. Many, many views. Okay? Many views. So it's only atta is the view of deities. The view of deities. Deity views like that. For example, I is my atta. Ear is my atta, he said. I see, I hear. What is I? This atta, he said. Some philosophers think atta is agent. I is instrument of agent. Agent means, you see, spirit inside, soul inside. This is soul used I to see visible object. That is instrumental. I is instrumental atta. Like that, we walk with our, like we hear with our ear, we see with our eye. Like that, they are atas or organs, some people say. This only atta means this is my atta. this is my soul, if you translate. Iso means this, me means mine, ada means soul. This is my soul. This is how to understand Mitta deities. Okay? In another Lakhana Sutta, the Buddha's mission is Somi Atta. This is the views of Mitta deities. Dealing with the deity, there are many informations. In Brahmachala Sutta's explain 62 round views. 62 round views. In Brahmachala Sutta, you can read in Digha Nikaya. Digha Nikaya is the first sutta. The first sutta of the Buddha explained these round views, 62 round views. Some scholars use these 62 round views as 60 schools. 62 schools. 62 schools. Different school, different sides. But all views centered at. All views centered at. Depending on Atta, they are views divided into many ways. Okay? So origins, the view of Atta is origin. Depending on Atta, there are two views to classify eternalism or annihilationism, Sastra deity and Ochera deity. Okay? So there's two views. In Buddha's lifetime, there are many questions dealing with this philosophies. We can say this philosophy views. What is your opinion dealing with these questions? These questions asked to the Buddha by Brahmacharyas. Ati Atta, Nati Atta. There are two questions. That is the meaning. Ati Atta means, does Atta exist? Does Atta exist? Nati Atta means, does Atta not exist? These two questions. The Buddha keeps silence, never gave an answer. What is your answer? Yes? Ati Atta, Nati Atta, this question, the Buddha never gave an answer. Why? He hold Atta. The viewers, the questioners hold Atta. The questioners' ideas, Atta exists. This Atta, according to him, Ati Atta means Atta is eternal, according to it. Yes, eternal. That is, does Atta exist forever? His question. That is eternalism's question. If Buddha says yes, Buddha is eternalism, the holder of eternalism. Buddha will be Sastrawari. Okay? So therefore Buddha keeps silent. Nati Atta. This question, it means Atta does not exist forever. After death, no more. That is annihilationism's question. According to him also, he believes Atta exists. He holds Atta. Okay? Such a question the Buddha has never give answer. Because of, you see, if I ask you a question, what will be your answer? The man who is a son of barren woman is tall or short. A barren woman's son is short or tall. So according to this question, barren woman has no son. Therefore, short and tall and short is out of question. Isn't that? This is also a question. Because the Buddha never believed there exists Atta, no eternal permanent. Do you get the meaning? So dealing with the Atta, the Buddha never answered questions, any questions. But in this case, there are some translators, I don't think their translations or interpretations are correct. Right. You got it, mean it? Ah, I see. Okay. Some translated like that. According to it, there are. I don't think their interpretation is correct. They think nati atta means the Buddha should be answered nati atta because of Buddha's view is anatta. Nati atta means. But that question is not non-soul, a question on non-soul, not dealing with another. That question, first question is, Atta is eternalism's questions, eternalist question. Second question is annihilationist question. Therefore, the Buddha keeps silence, never gave answer. So we should translate, number one, Atta. Does Atta exist forever? We must translate it like that. So the Buddha said, keep it silent. Second, does the Atta not exist forever? It is so. But something like that. You can read this Sanutta Nikaya, I think Sanutta Nikaya or Anguttara Nikaya. These questions have. This is Soda's mention. So at that time, one Prabhupada approached and questioned these two answers. The Buddha keeps silent. After that, he raised up and went away. Then Venerable Ananda, why Venerables are not give an answer? So the Buddha explained, this is a useless question. Because of the person who hold Atta theory, so theory, therefore I did not give answers. Okay? So dealing with Mitcha deity, you know there are 20 types of Sakaya deity. So Sakaya deities can be eradicated by Sotapatti Magga. When you become Sotapanna, you can eradicate all 20 round views. Okay? So Sakaya deity. First we should know the meanings of the term. 20 Sakaya deities. Sakaya. What is a Sakaya? Kaya referring to high cricket. Kaya referring to five cricket. You know five cricket? Rupakanda, Viranakanda, Sanyakanda, Sankarakanda, Vinyanakanda. Okay? Metta cricket, feeling cricket, perception cricket, mineral formation cricket, and consciousness cricket. So these five cricket are called Sakaya. Because it exists in ultimate sense, can be found, can be known with the knowledge, therefore it is a Sakaya. Deity means round you. This is round you, two words Sakaya. Round you, arising two words Sakaya. Five cricket. Round you, concerning Sakaya. Round you, dealing with five cricket. That is a Sakaya deity. There is also Atta deity. Rupan Atta, all this one. Dealing with the metta aggregate. Rupan Atta, Rupasme Attanam, Attane Rupan, Rupavantan Atana. Rupan Atato, Rupasme Atana, Atani Rupan, Rupavantan Atana. So only Atta dealing with the Rupas four. To count, to enumerate 20 is easy. Each aggregates a four. Vedana also four, sannyas four, sankhara four, vijnana four. If you add these numbers, you can get 20. Okay? Dealing with the rupa. Rupa atta do means one sees rupa as a atta. One sees metta as a atta. According to him, metta and atta, how many mettas are explained in Abhidhammas? 28 mettas. So, but real mettas are 18. One of the 18 is assumed as a atta. That is the rupa atta tone. According to it, rupa is atta, not other thing. Atta and rupa are the same. Okay? Atta and rupa are the same. The second, rupa's name, atana. He sees atta in metta. He sees atta in metta. According to it, atta and mettas are different. Like that, one sees a stone and a box. Box is another thing, stone is another thing. Okay? That is also, according to second, metta and atta are different. One sees atta in metta. That is the meaning. Atta lies in the metta. You know? Atta lies in the eye, atta lies in the ear, atta lies in the nose, like that. Atta is another one. Metta is the place of atta. Okay, you got it, the meaning? The third one, attani rupa. According to it, he sees metta in atta. In that case, atta is bigger. Metta is a smaller. Metta relying on nada. If you read Chinese and other Indian religions, you will find many ways explain atta according to them. Sometimes they use jiva. Jiva atta are the same. Okay? So, attani rupa. One sees metta and nata. Yes? You see, attani rupa means, atta means inside. Atta means inside. The metta is lying in atta, according to it. That is the meaning, you see. How to say? Yes. Yes, according to it, there's a not only spirit they use according to it. This is a different way they explain. Okay. Adam is one of the qualities of eternal qualities, eternal entities. So according to it, attani rupa, he find out rupa and atta. So that is the meaning. We can say, I is not I. That is atta's form. Okay? That is the form of atta. That is the form of atta. Now the human body is the form of atta. You got it, the meaning? The form of atta. So therefore, metta has a right line in atta. So number four, rupa wantan atana means he sees atta possess rupa. possess metas, possessed metas. So atta possess metas, patsa atta old metas. That is the meaning. Metta is atta's properties. You got it, the meaning? Metta is atta's properties. Like that. Atani rupa means using rupa line on atta. Line on atta. This atta, rupa line in atta. This rupa is a form of atta. A form of atta. That is number three. That is as a properties. Okay? Atta has. Atta possess rupa, as atta possess metta. That is like that, you see, tree, head, shade. Shade and tree is different. Okay? So, in many ways, you see, these metta deities are just madness. Just madness, only crazy people. Therefore, their views are sometimes cannot be reasonable. Cannot be reasonable. The views cannot be reasonable sometimes. That is a Sakaya deities. Like that, Vedana also you can say, Vedana atado, Vedana atado. Vedana ya atana, atani vedana, vedana vandama atana, can say. Sanya, sankhara, vijnana, also in this way. Because of according to these four views, they hold atta. Is it that? They believe atta. They believe in atta. The Buddha reject atta. According to Buddha, only metta no atta. Only mind no atta. According to Buddhism, there is no atta. Just mind and metta. One of mind and metta they views as the atta. So therefore the Buddha says, Sunya. Emptiness of atta. Atta cannot find anywhere. Within five gate and without five gate. Atta cannot be found. Atta cannot be found. They assumed this one. Atta cannot be found, according to Buddha. That is the meaning. Eternal entity cannot be found within five gate and without five gate. Inside five-gregate, outside five-gregate. That is it. So, Chakru Sonya, Atenawa, Atanyenawa. According to Buddhas, the mind and metas are neither Atta nor property of Atta. Okay? Mind and metta, any mind or metta are neither Atta nor property of Atta. Let's reject all views. Neither atta nor property of atta. Property of atta is in Pali used ataniya. Atta and ataniya, these two words are used. Ataniya means property of atta. So the Buddha says, any mind and matter are neither atta nor property of atta. Reject all views. Okay? The Buddha said, Mecha deity paramani vachani. It is a mecha deity that is more serious fault than other faults. The worst fault. Mecha deity is the worst fault, the worst wrong you. Fault, okay? Maturity is in the worst form. Vaccha, vaccha means to be plain, the highest form. Paramani, vachani, do what? Mecha deti, paramani, vachani. Vacha means the fault. So that is the meaning, mecha deti is the worst form. In the form, mecha deti is the highest, the most serious, that is the meaning. Okay? The form means, you see, wrong action, wrong do, wrong view. Yeah, that is the meaning. Vaccha means to be plain. Vaccha means fault. Fault. Vaccha, yeah. Vaccha is a fault. Not mentions akusala, like akusala, not. That's vaccha means plain. Plain evils. Plain things. Fault. Yeah. Vaccha means, you see, how to explain? All akusalas are vaccha, you see, with the fall. But in that, mecha deti is the highest. That is the meaning. You got it, the meaning? Like that. Nibbanam Brahman Sukham, like that, Brahma. Nibbanam Brahman Sukham means Nibbana is in the highest place. Yeah. Like that here, so. Vaccha means literally, you see, to be blamed by wise. Oh, that is wrong. So, it is wrong. That is wrong. It can be pointed out. So, such a wrong things, there are many evil actions are wrong. Although, of them, among them, mecha deti is the highest. Yeah, that is the meaning, mecha deti, brahmani, vachani. So mecha deti is so many informations, but you should study more. Because it's covered all Hindu dasana and other views also. Okay? If you want to know, next time I will explain this. 10 questions that the Buddha has not answered. If you are interested. But Vidama is known, cannot be completed. Okay? There are many, many things, many, many information. Vidama and Sotantra's Buddha's teachings are contained. Okay? So now, let's stop my lectures. Because you need to go to the place. I inform, this you have opportunity or, I don't know, good opportunity or, you have a good opportunity, okay. We can say, you have a good opportunity to see elephant dancing in processions. Because only in Sakai, yes, only in Sakai. When you go to Banyuwa, Iron Village, it's in Sakai. Now, they prepared, they arranged to go there, okay? Today, yes. Because there are some candidates that they want to see. Isn't that? Yeah, okay. Now also time, let me stop in my lecture.